I started studying a degree in medicine at Southampton back in, it's been 95. I did that for about a year, and it was about 2 weeks into my second year, I decided that medicine wasn't for me. There wasn't enough sort of scientific investigation or the scientific discovery involved in medicine at that level, certainly at undergraduate level. I decided it wasn't for me and was given the opportunity to switch onto another degree at Southampton. So I chose the aspects of medicine that I'd enjoyed, which was physiology and pharmacology. And as part of that degree, I was able to take a sandwich year out to do a placement year in industry, pharmaceutical industry. I went to Pfizer in Kent, where I worked in a discovery biology group working on gastrointestinal diseases. And I think it was really there that my interest in working for, I'll call it pharma from now on, originated. I made the decision during that year that I would come back to university, finish my degree, do a PhD, and then apply to go back into industry. At some point in the future.
So right from the beginning, that year in industry at Pfizer made all the difference?
Yes, it certainly set my career goals and my career direction in stone. I knew where I wanted to go. I hadn't really made my mind up while I was an undergraduate, you know, while I was working at the university as a student.
When it came to choosing the subject to look into for your PhD, how did you come to that decision?
That was on the basis of some lectures that I'd been to my third year. When I came back from Pfizer, there was a new lecturer, a new to Southampton lecturer, Professor Hugh Perry, who was a neuroscientist, neuroimmunologist. We were the first year to receive his lectures, and they were just fascinating in terms of lectures on neurodegeneration. It was not long after BSC, mad cow disease and all those things, so it was very topical at the time. I just knew that I wanted to do a PhD in that area. So I approached him, and he came up with an idea for a project, and it went from there.
And how did you transfer life in academia to life at GlaxoSmithKline?
After completing my PhD, I did a postdoc. I was enjoying the work I was doing as a PhD student, so I decided I'd continue and do that and to earn some money as an employee of the university rather than a student. I knew from my placement year that I really wanted to work in the industry, so I decided at that point, sort of 2 years into my postdoc, that I had the experience I'd be looking for in industry. And I applied and I was offered an interview and got the job. So that's how it happened.
Was it a bit of a culture shock, or were you already prepared for it through Pfizer?
I don't think Pfizer prepared me for it. I think actually the postdoc I did here, the period from the end of my PhD to my postdoc, there were lots of training courses that the university offered that I went on. Training courses on how to give lectures, management, supervision, those sorts of things. And also there were lots of opportunities during my PhD to work with industry. So we had contract work with other pharmaceutical companies. I was self-employed for a while, did some contract work as a research consultant. So I think that was more, in terms of getting me ready for a career in the private sector, that was probably more important.
What would you say the difference is between continuing in biological sciences in an academic setting in a university and going to work for a company?
Working for the company, everything you do is you have to be mindful of the business. In academia, you can write a grant on something you're really interested in, and you can focus on one specific thing and take it in a direction you want to. When it comes to business, those decisions are often out of your hands. It's where the money can be made, and so you might be put to work on something that you're really interested in, but you may not. You may be put on something completely left field, so you need to be quite flexible. I think the biggest difference is obviously ownership of intellectual property. So you own what you produce, obviously, when you work as an academic. You're part owner of that knowledge, whereas in industry you're not at all, and that makes it very difficult to publish work and to advertise what you've been doing. And obviously that's because there has to be some degree of secrecy in terms of the pharmaceutical industry is competitive.
But you like it.
I do like it. I do like that business. I think it gives it an edge. There are very tight deadlines. You're aware of the cost implications of everything you're doing. And there's a real driver to help the company succeed. And you do feel a part of that. And maybe sometimes in academia that gets a little bit lost, because you know you've got your money for 3 years, irrespective of how you perform perhaps in that time.
And perhaps working for a big drug company, you're that much closer to helping find a cure or a treatment for a particular disease or condition.
Yeah, in terms of that job satisfaction, the end goal, that's very satisfying. Yes, you're right. Where I work, I'm quite close to the clinic. You do get to see compounds become medicines, moving all the way through the drug development.
So you'd recommend young people, students today, to have a think about a job in pharma?
Yes, I think I enjoy it very much. Obviously it's not for everybody, and I think people need to sit down and look at the pros and cons of working in academia versus industry, but I don't look back. I'm very glad I did it. There are people that come and don't like it and subsequently leave, as there are many things. I think that happens with PhDs as well, but I certainly recommend looking into it and finding out if it's for you.